And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We have Mike from the Tribute here out of C4 Sport Fishing talking fishing. Oh, my gosh.
Right?
So much fishing to talk about. And it is April. Reminder, happy Easter, everybody. I hope you're having a great family day. And hope you're getting out there and going fishing.
You got it, man. And talking about the guy, we just got the Tribute run so much, such good tuna fishing all year long, all winter long. And now that we're moving into the summer, we've just got so much to talk about. And if you want to join us and talk to Captain Mike, two ways you can do this on Let's Talk Hookup. You can reach us with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Or you can try the toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. As you heard at the beginning of the show, not only talking all kinds of great information and Mike helping us out so much with all this great stuff, but we've also got an awesome prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing aboard the Tribute. We've been talking about how nice it is. I got to ride with Mike last year, and I couldn't agree more. The boat is extremely comfortable, and I know that you're going to have a great time when you go. And one lucky caller is going to get to experience that with a one-day or a day-and-a-half trip coming up this summer to get to go on that great fishing trip.
Indeed. Speaking of going fishing, we have our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars. It schedules up on our website, hookup1090.com, hosted by several great Southern California tackle stores. All the information's on there. First one's already sold out, the Some Fun Out of Dana Point on May 16th. But we do have spots on our Islander kayak trip that's being booked out of Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Just call Fisherman's Landing Tackle. And there are a couple of kayak rentals left. If Fastlane, no?
Yeah, we should be checking about that, because I know there's only 10 available.
There
may be spoken for, but I know there's still spots if you have your own kayak. But give us a call, because you're right. There might be a spot. I'm definitely not 100% on that.
But call Fisherman's Landing Tackle. One way or another, we'll figure out a way to get you on the boat. But a day and a half Islander kayak trip to San Clemente Island, going to be a, oh, man, what a great time.
No doubt.
Yeah. And then the next one after that is Friday, June 20th, overnight on the Freedom out of Long Beach. And then we have another great one on the Oceanside 95 on July 18th. All the Searchers day and a halfs are sold out. A lot of them are going to get sold out very quickly. So go to our website, hookup1090.com, and then you call the representing tackle store listed with that particular trip. And get on these trips, because they are going to fill very, very quickly. As we talked about yesterday, our angler management trips with Captain Bob Arisons have been filling. We have one Saturday to the Coronado Islands. Can you believe that? There was one spot left yesterday.
Oh, man. No doubt.
But I don't know when it's still available. But then a couple of weeks after that, he's got another Coronado Islands trip available on that 26-foot Scout. So you want to go with Captain Bob, check out amsportfishing.com or just check our trips page at hookup1090.com and get on those trips.
You got it. Well, let's jump back into the phones because they are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Mike. And how about we start this one off with Charlie, who's calling us from Gardena this morning. Hey, Charlie, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and happy Easter.
Same to you, Charlie.
Happy Easter.
Captain Mike, I was wondering if you could talk about the binos. We talked about it yesterday on the show. I'd like to see if we get a little your insight on that, and could you recommend an entry pair and maybe where to buy them? And, you know, what size you need, that kind of stuff?
We were talking about binoculars here before the show started this morning. It depends on what you're doing, what kind of boat you're in. If you're fishing a small boat, I was talking to Rick about the stabies and how important they are, how beneficial they are, especially if you're fishing an area like, say, like the Coronado Islands. You're using whether it's a 15-power binocular, 10-power. I mean, really, it gives you the possibility to look from one side of the island to the other and check out bird schools. This time last year, I think we had one pair of stabilized binoculars on the boat. Now I have three. I mean,
three. They're a critical tool now. You heard Captain Brian Bostian talking about it yesterday.
I have a pair of Frasers, a pair of Fujinons, and a pair of Nikons.
Wow.
Depending on what you're doing. And really, it kind of changes with certain crew members like certain glasses. And mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're pretty good selection there. And then the standard Baker 7x50s are probably one of the most versatile binoculars, whether it's Baker or Fujinon. They're very, very similar glasses. Baker Marine here in San Diego is a great place to go in and talk to, and they do binocular repair as well.
Really,
if you want to go in and take a look at the different options, whether you want to, you know, you're looking for binoculars on a budget, those Bakers are great, and I think they're about $350. You can spend anywhere from there up to $15,000 on binoculars, depending on how brave you are.
But the difference is, once you go to a gyroscopic binocular, it's night and day. There's no, like we were talking, you were talking about fishing from a smaller boat. You can kind of see fish when it's bumpy from a 7x50, but if you have a pair of gyro binoculars, it can be really bumpy, and you can still see fish.
A good way to do it would definitely not if you're driving, but you know, if your wife or friends drive, pick up a pair of binoculars in the car. Try to use regular binoculars and not get seasick, and then pick up a pair of stabilized binoculars. Yeah. And even that little bit of vibration and everything else is gone.
Yeah.
Rick came out and fished with me last year. Actually, it'd be the year before last now. And I just had my three pairs of plain old, the Baker 7x50s on the boat, and I started using his Frasers. And since then, I think you've cost me about $7,000 in binoculars. Thanks a lot, Rick.
But the bottom line is you want gyroscopic binoculars. There's no cheap way out.
Right.
There is no cheap way out. There's a Canon pair that is electronically stabilized, but it's not the same thing.
Huge
it's a totally
difference.
Totally different
Those
deal.
Frasers that we have are just awesome.
So if you want a pair of the real gyros, if you go to our website, hookup1090.com, and you go to related links, fishing tackle, click on it, says Gyro Pros, which is Jimmy, and he is the Fraser Volpe rep here in the West Coast. He'll give you $100 off with the code. But you're still looking over $4,000, even at $100 off. But there are no discounts.
Yeah.
But that's the only discount you're going to find. So you go to our website, hookup1090.com, and you get, you click on that, and then you get that, the code, you get $100 off. And if you want to go, that's what it's
going to
cost.
And I want to say too, just going back, when you were talking about, you know, a lesser expensive thing, they're not gyros. You know, field binoculars are great, but I just want to throw my 2 cents in too. Those guys at Baker Marine without question, for the price, there is not a better pair of field glass you can get, especially with the eye cups and you know, and on this gift bouncing around, yesterday we had a pair of Bakers and a pair of gyros, and the one thing too, you pull the Bakers up and put them on your gyro fast. You're not waiting for the gyro motor to spin up or anything, but yeah, and there's somebody that's local that you can talk to, and awesome guys.
Yeah, the Bylights that Jimmy Kingsmill is selling they're lighter weight,
the new
pound and a half lighter.
And they spin up really quick. You turn that button on, it's ready in 15 seconds.
And they scan faster, too. I saw him on the bait receiver last year, and he handed me the pair real quick just to take a look at. And it just they are expensive, but, man, they're nice.
It's so nice. It's an investment.
I mean, and you think about how much fuel you're going to save. How did it make a difference in you catching yellowtail yesterday?
Well, that's what we were saying. I mean, you can see so much farther, and you can look effectively. And those are the two things that it's one thing to be able to see forever away, but you can't stabilize power that high. And that was it. You know, we caught our fish away from everybody. I mean, truly, truly away from everybody, and enough that you can still look above and still look below, and you can keep an eye on what other people are doing, and you can keep an eye on where you are at. And, you know, we were just bird school fishing, and when your bird school would dry up, you can scan, I mean, a multiple mile area to see where it moved to or where another area is flared up or get away from an area. It's just an invaluable tool. It's an expensive price tag, but you can't put a price on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And like anything that's expensive, if you take care of it, you'll have it for the rest of your life.
It's a long-term investment.
Exactly.
For sure. And that's the way you have to look at it. If you're serious about your fishing, you want to catch more fish, it's like a must-have thing, right?
Oh, it is. You know, a lot of that yellowfin fishing we're doing around the 302 this year, small spots of turns, shearwaters, and
sharks,
and a lot of good fishing on hammerheads. But there is instances where you're fishing in a crowd like that, and those binoculars are so good. I mean, finding bird schools that are 5 miles away isn't mm-hmm. unheard of. When we first started using them on the Excel, we had a spot of frigates and booby birds that was like 11 miles. And yeah. Pat Cavanaugh at the time said, you know what? We got to start. Okay, we got to be within reason here. That is too far. It's, you know, on a sport boat, you're looking at over an hour run. So it's possible to look too far with those things. Yeah, so having two different pairs of glasses, like the regular Bakers and maybe a pair of stabilized, I mean, different field of view. You can see a lot wider range with standard binoculars. But if you're looking for bird schools like that, I mean, they're priceless.
That's it.
You bet.
Hey,
all right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Time to find that fishdope.com report.
Well, our fishdope.com report today is sponsored by Bagamakatsu Hooks. It's Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. It's the big fish season. The big fish long-range boats are on, and the big fish are biting right now, and that Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook is the one that's putting big fish on the deck. It has the strength and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook at your favorite tackle store, and be sure to take advantage of those great deals that Gamakatsu has. Hopefully we'll be seeing another great deal coming up right here at the Day of the Docks.
Day of the Docks. You betcha. Well, good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
I was listening to Frank yesterday on your show, and it's just like my dad was saying the other day. This is the good old days, guys. It has never, ever been like this. People say 1983. Well, it wasn't like this in 83 either. We've never seen it like this, guys. So if you're not going out fishing, I really can't even imagine what you're waiting for, because it's all happening right now. I had guys, clients of mine yesterday down there on the 9, between the 9 and the 182. They had bluefin. They had yellowtail on kelps. Another guy was at Catalina yesterday. Two guys on a skiff. They had 17 yellows at Catalina yesterday, up to 15 pounds. A lot of that smaller grade fish, but still it's yellowtail and it's April. Good fishing at Clemente when the island's open. You guys got to pay attention to that, though. The Navy's had about enough. They post it everywhere you could possibly imagine you can read. Don't go to the island if it's closed. They're doing everything they can. What's going to happen, guys, is they're going to close it for everybody
forever.
Close
it for everybody forever. Yep.
And then you're all going to say, oh, dang Navy.
It was Dave's fault.
National security.
Yeah, don't mess with our national security, bottom line. Follow it. Listen to them. If they call you off on the radio, leave, right?
That's it.
Right. Well, it shouldn't even get to that anymore. I mean, that's just not 1980. This is 2015, guys. There's a newfangled thing called the internet, and you can go on there and you can see when the island's open and when it's closed.
Right.
And they're gonna close it. It's gonna be done.
Yeah.
Because they've had about enough. Every time they have to send a helicopter up there to get you guys out of that cove, it costs a phenomenal amount of money, and it takes guys out of what they're supposed to be doing. And what's going to happen is someone's going to lose their life, and then the joke's going to be on us.
Yep. Yeah. Good words of advice there, Dave. But in the meantime, there's fish there, and if you go when the Navy is open and when they allow you to be there, you can catch some fish.
Oh, my gosh, the fishing is incredible everywhere. There's really – Catalina's incredible. There's incredible. The Coronado's, the 150 bit yesterday again. The yellow's been on the 150. It's just – you got to just, like I've been saying every week we've been talking, throw a dart at the chart and go wherever the dart lands, and there's a pretty good chance you're going to catch some fish.
Yeah, there you go, Dave. And, of course, you keep up to date on everything on fishdope.com. I was checking it out yesterday to see what was going on. They had it all nailed to a T. Danny was on it. And this week, if you're a new member to Fishdope, you want to get $20 off. Hookup 1090 is the code you use to get Fishdope. Just as important as a pair of binoculars, a good boat, a good captain, you got to have the information, and fishdope.com is the spot. And Dave, how do we go fishing with you?
And if you guys want me to come with you on your boat and show you how we do it, I'd be more than happy to. That's what I do for a living. Look at me up on yoursaltwaterguide.com, or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786. I'd be more than happy to show you how we do it on your boat and how to use those gyro binoculars.
There you go. All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right, Dave.
See you later. Hey, another captain, another professional that'll take you on your boat or his boat. Captain Bob Aronson from Angler Management. Good morning, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Mike. How's it going?
Doing great, awesome. Man. How's that fishing?
Oh, man, again. I mean, it just seems like every time I get out, it's just better and better and better. And yesterday we were over at Coronado's again, and it's not a surprise. I mean, I had four guys on the boat that were, you know, they'd never caught yellowtail or anything like that before, and we ended up with 18 yellowtail and three huge bass.
Nice.
This is the what I wanted to tell you guys. It's a lot of guys are passing this up. What we're doing, what seems to be working really good for us on a skiff is we're trolling the X-Raps. We're getting the boat stopped on the X-Raps, and then we're bait fishing. And we're getting more bait fish than we are on the X-Raps,
but
we're getting the boat stopped, and it's locating it. We don't have side scan sonar on the skiff, so, you know, it's hard for us to locate where this school is. So that's how we're doing it.
And you turned me on to that at the Fred Hall show. I told you we were going to the Lions, so I was trolling X-Raps. And you're absolutely right.
Stop the boat.
That's how we stop the boat every time over there.
I'm not kidding you. And it's getting quality fish, too.
Yeah,
it's been good. It's been really good. But we got three bass that, I mean, just absolutely blew my mind. It was
one
of them went about 6 pounds.
Nice.
And this was on the X-Rap.
On the X-Rap. How about that, huh?
At seven knots.
So you're covering ground, and more importantly, you're not dealing with sea lions. If you're
yeah.
trying to slow troll a sardine or a mackerel, you're getting
yeah.
bonita strikes all the time, or you're getting sea lions all over you. So.
Yeah, no
exactly.
doubt.
Good call, Bob.
But the thing is, though, is you've got to be careful, too, you know, and use your better judgment. Don't get too close. Like, if there's a bunch of boats hanging around that are bait fishing or surface iron fishing or something like that, don't be blazing through them.
Yeah, with a big
that's
leg
not gonna
or something
be,
like that.
Yeah. But
so the Rapala X-Rap, what size?
20s is what we've been
20s,
using.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah. Any particular color?
The blue and silver.
Blue and silver, all right. That's, Bob, now what about, we just talked about your trips. Did we fill that last spot next Saturday?
Not yet. We
okay.
still need one more on that, and but I'm sure we'll probably get it. It's...
good fishing.
People, you got to get out there, man. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it looks like the weather's going to be nice next Saturday. So Angler Management, amsportfishing.com, or you can get the information from Bob on our website, on our trips page, hookup1090.com. One spot next Saturday, April 11th, to go fishing at the islands with Captain Bob on his beautiful 26-foot twin Yamaha-powered, fully equipped, Scout, it's
such
awesome.
The perfect boat.
Yeah, it's a great
down.
Boat.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, the guys yesterday had a blast. There was four guys on the boat, and they just, you know, at the start of the thing, they didn't know really what was going on, and by the end of it, they said they're ready to go again now that they know what's going on.
And then we have several trips, May 6th, June 9th, July 28th, both on the Scout as well as the Cabo 35 with Bob. So just check those out, amsportfishing.com or on our trips page, hookup10.com. And what's your phone number, Bob?
Area code 760-310-7802.
All right. Thanks, Bob, for the report. Glad you got him.
All right, guys.
See you, Bob.
Thanks again.
See you later.
Great show.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's jump right back into the bones. They're packed. Everybody wants to talk to Mike. Let's talk to Sam, calling from Irvine. What's up, Sam? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for hanging in there, Sam.
Yeah.
Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Captain Mike there. I've been out in your boat many times. One thing that people don't mention is your crew filleting the fish. I mean, you guys prep up that fish when we're heading back in. Great. But the other thing is... biggest bluefin I've ever caught has been on your boat or schools I've been into. Are you going to target those this year?
We're still doing it.
Yeah, we never stopped.
Still happening.
It's easy to be kind of out of the loop. You know, a lot of people we've talked to lately, even at the Fred Hall show, you know, avid fishermen that just assume wintertime is downtime, no tuna. But we've had some great bluefin fishing lately. There's local bluefin that have been caught. We have trips. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, local bluefin fishing. And then Friday night's sold out. It's a day and a half. We're probably going to keep doing that. But, yes, as long as we can, we will be fishing them. I would imagine with all this warm water It's probably going to be a great yellowfin year. It'd be nice to see some big eye, but we did have some, I mean, really some just trophy bluefin last year into the mid-100-pound, you know, 150-pound range.
Right.
They're here. You know, talking to Rick, he was talking about seeing puddling fish that, you know, look like they were well over 100 pounds. So we will be doing one-day or day-and-a-half trips. Best way to take a look at our schedule is to go on seaforthlanding.com or tributesportfishing.com. We have trips throughout this week and a lot of really good sponsored trips. Some of them are sold out, but we will be doing it, whether it's bluefin, yellowfin, big eye. We're kind of pushing the albacore thing out, but you never know. I mean, all this warm water. Whatever is handy, we will be fishing.
The one thing I want to take my hats off to Mike is that boat goes fishing all the time. And I remember when this Cortez thing, which you guys turned into a very successful run for everybody, was even when there was a crowd you probably shouldn't have gone on, you know, 6 people or 10 people, when it was just getting going and kind of none of us believed that you could catch a bluefin that time of year, the boat was always going away from the dock and you always kept things going. And that's not easy because that's money that's coming out of your pocket that's not going in. I mean, a guy that owns a sport boat certainly isn't making any money when they run to the Cortez with 8 people, but it keeps the run alive, and next thing you know, there's you get rewarded. As passengers all get rewarded because, you know, you keep things going, and we get to go catch those fish.
One thing, and this is something that you know, I've talked to the landing about, if we commit to running, unless it's weather-related, I mean, we might say it's a for-sure go, but if the weather is unsafe, obviously we're going to cancel the trip. If you look at our schedule, and if there's 4 people on it and it says for that we're going to go for sure, if 4 people I mean, honestly, I'd hate to say it, if 2 people showed up, we're going to go fish. Thankfully that hasn't been the case for the most part, but if we commit to running a trip, we're
going
to go.
You're going. All right.
And yeah, fishing with 8 people is pretty nice, but
not on my end. You didn't do that too often, fortunately, right?
No, just a couple times.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in quality and service. With lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools, their name says it all. Dependable jobsite delivery on the newest Milwaukee tools like the M12 Compact Vacuum and the M18 Cordless Shears. With an expansive inventory and knowledgeable staff, make Jobsite Supply your source for Milwaukee tools. Check Jobsite Supply. Myco.com for more details.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribune, so let's do it.
Sounds good to me, man. How about we jump into him, talk to Jeff, calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. What's up, Jeff? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Happy Easter, guys.
Same
Happy
to you,
Easter. Jeff.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Mike, I was wondering, do you use, and how would we do it, the fisherman's processing if we go out on a trip? I've never used them before.
You know what, on our multi-day trips, we'll have them waiting for us at the dock when we get in. If it's like a 2.5 day or longer, we do 3.5. This year we have a 5 day on the schedule. On those trips, they'll usually meet us at the dock. If it's on a day and a half trip and you let us know in advance, you can let them know. It's not real common to use them on shorter trips, and you can always take your fish to them.
Yeah, they have that night drop, too.
Whether or not we fillet them on board and you want to take them to have them do the final and have them vacuum sealed, or just take it to them when they're open. I'm not sure exactly what their hours are. They're open most every day.
If you call them and make prearrangements, they'll either meet you at the dock or make available for you the option for you to drop your fish
right
off the fisherman's process.
When Sean and Rosie were on the show a couple weeks ago, they were mentioning that too, that, you know, it's all about availability. They said if they have people, as long as there's basically not five long range boats all coming in the same day, and you let them know, like Pete said, ahead of time, they'll come down and pick them up for you. The only rare instance when that wouldn't happen was just when all of the crew, you know, there's the Royal Polaris is down in one landing and the American Anglers at the other and everybody's coming at the same time. That's the only time when a person might need to drop fish off to them. But even if you're coming in early in the morning from a day and a half trip or you got in late from an overnight trip, they have that drop box service where somebody can call, and it's basically a locked bin that you put a colored zip tie, and Pete says, okay, I'm coming in at 5 o'clock in the morning. I know there's not going to be somebody there. So, okay, Pete, well, your color's green. Here's the combo to let yourself in, and it's a locked box, and put a green zip tie on the tails of all your fish and dunk them in there, and they'll stay in a slush bin.
Come back and
bin.
Pick them up in a couple hours.
You,
be
that's pretty good.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Joe calling us from San Diego. Hi, Joe. Thanks again for hanging in there with us.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
Joe?
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Hello?
You have a question, Joe?
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello to Rick and Pete and Frank and Ryan and Mike, and happy Easter to everybody.
Yeah, you too,
happy
Joe.
Happy Easter.
Now, I'd just like to promote the day at the docks coming up here on Sunday, the April the 19th, and tell everybody to come out and have a great day. The fisherman's booth is awesome. Friends of Rolo, there's kids fishing, prizes, there's booths. Food, there's seminars, great deals for everybody. There's a band and a giant raffle.
It's a fun day.
Bring the whole family because there's something for everybody.
Sunday, April 19th, Rock Cod Rick will be broadcasting live from the location. I'll be on the Royal Star.
Yeah, you
sorry,
will.
On our long range trip. The Let's Talk Hookup booth will be manned by our Iron Man, Gary White, as well as the Codfather, Richard Mexa. And so we'll have Let's Talk Hookup T-shirts and hats, and they'll be there hanging out, and Ricky will have a great show. It's kind of nice because it's kind of a variety show. You get kind of everybody around to come over and talk.
Day at the Docks is so fun because everybody's there, and you get to see people from, you know, maybe this guy's setting up this booth, and we've had Steve Carson, we've had different captains,
there's
and all
good,
kinds of...
good chance this year you're going to see some fish being unloaded from local boats, too.
I think you're right,
that's
man.
Right, yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Thanks
hey,
for the...
Rick, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
I'd just like to say if anybody needs any repairs, bring their stuff over to Fisherman's. They do a great job fixing your rods, and I know it's going to be a great season coming up.
Yes, it is, indeed. Thanks a lot for that, Joe. Yeah, Fisherman's Tackle, Fisherman Landing Tackle, they do rod reel repair.
Yeah, Joe's one of the guys that does some rod work for us and does an awesome job on
doing the rod repair.
Some rods, for sure. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I think you've repaired a couple of my rods before, Joe.
Nice. I hope you like them.
Oh, it's awesome. Great work. Thanks
right,
a lot for the call.
You guys have a great Easter and a good day.
All right. Me thanks too. For the call.
How about next up, we talk to Brian. He's called us from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Captain Mike.
Good morning, hey, Brian.
Happy Easter to all of you.
Same to you.
I just wanted to compliment Mike on the upgrade and the refit he's done on that boat. I mean, I've had such a thrill just watching on all his Facebook pictures from when he was gutting it to putting on the mahogany rails last year, just the passion and the pride that he's taken in making that boat the best that it can be. As soon as I get my income tax check this year, the very first thing is I'm logging on and booking a trip.
There you go. Yeah,
that's cool. Very nice. You know, yesterday morning, this isn't going to be a real big year for boat work just because of the fabulous fishing that we've had. But yesterday morning, we were down there putting a coat of paint on some spots, and I do appreciate it. I really feel like I'd like to do a lot more boat work this year, but obviously we're not going to pass up the opportunity to keep catching these fish. But I do appreciate it, and the boat has come a long, long way. One thing we're doing this year, since I bought the boat, our port wall as you walk into the galley has been blank, and it's been reserved just for Bill Poole pictures, who the boat's named after. It's a tribute to Bill Poole. It was the Polaris 3. I did spend years running the Excel forum. And talking to Ingrid Poole lately, she's putting together a little collage of memorabilia.
Cool.
And, you know, he's passed. What a great guy to have worked
Unbelievable.
For.
Unbelievable.
Really, just really the legend. You got the shirt on.
I got
right,
have the
right
Bill
there.
Poole legend shirt on today.
So there's
yeah.
going to be that port wall is hopefully here in the next couple of weeks. We'll have some pictures on it. But it's that's a few of the upgrades, aside from just the normal stuff we're doing this year. But it's any chance we get, we can continue to make it better.
Yeah. And that was what Bill Poole would want. That was what he did to sport fishing.
I
he
gotta,
just made it better.
I got to say, I talked to Ingrid and I said, man, I really wish Bill was around for this year. What a great year.
Right?
And she said he is the reason for this year. And I said, I'm so sold on that. I agree.
Down on us saying, yeah, this is it. This is what the culmination of what I worked all those years for.
He's smiling.
No
what,
doubt.
What a year to.
I'm with Brian, you know, I mean, I've enjoyed seeing, you know, on your Facebook page, you guys putting up all the photos of just, you know, obviously you guys take a lot of time because it's not an easy thing to do. You got a lot going on, but you always take time to take a bunch of photos and post them up on your Facebook page. And then when you are in, you put pictures of doing work to the boat. And it's always fun to follow along when we're sitting at home. So I'm with you on
I'm
that one, Brian.
I'm convinced that Captain Mike just never sleeps.
I don't know how he does it, man. He's either got a lot of good support system in there, and because that new
there
website's
is.
Really cool, too. You have a new website.
Yeah, you know, Terrence from 976 did that. And you know, trying
really
to update it.
Good.
Really, it is. It's a huge pain in the butt trying to take pictures during a bite. And that's one thing I've been trying to push Jake at lately. I said, man, you got to start taking pictures. And especially for a young, excited captain like that, he goes, I can't take pictures.
I got a gaff, man.
But when I was on the Excel and we really started updating it, and there's a really good chance you're going to see Wi-Fi here on some of these shorter range boats in the next couple of years. I've talked to Chad at sportfishingreport.com, and it's a – if it gets a little more feasible, there's a good possibility. But to be able to update like that, once you start doing it, you feel like you owe it to your people to keep it going, whether it's pictures of the boat, the maintenance, fish, you know, even sunset, stuff like that. I mean, people live vicariously or live through your website between trips.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice to be able to offer that.
You bet.
No doubt.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Paul. Paul's calling us from Bellflower. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Paul?
Good morning.
Good morning. My question's to Mike, the captain.
All right.
When did you get started, and how did you get started and get involved in fishing and stuff?
You know, very similar to what Frank said yesterday. I grew up in Fillmore, up by Magic Mountain, Ventura County. I fished as a kid. I got to say, fishing behind the Fillmore Fish Hatchery was always quite a pleasure. There was some big trout. But I moved to Ventura. My mom worked at a place called Pacific Currents, which owned Ventura Sport Fishing. And being an avid fisherman, I started working on boats when I was about 9 years old. And really started working weekends and summers, between surfing and everything else. I mean, it was a constant terror. Coach at Ventura High School was really trying to get me to wrestle and play football, but something about fishing just at the time, if I missed a trip, I was so, if I woke up late or something, I was just, it was so, you know, such a bummer. Trying to do that, and really it probably kept me out of a lot of trouble there, spending the summers on boats. I have had some young kids work with us that I'll make them take time off. I said, look, I understand, you know, you want to be on the boat, but you also have to be a kid. And, you know, if they're into playing baseball or whatever else, you have to, I love having, you know, younger guys on the boat come out and, you know, get a taste of sport fishing. But that was it. I was so hooked on it. I started working deck and moved down to San Diego in 96, went to work for Ray Sobiak on the producer, who, not the easiest guy to work for, but what a great guy to learn from. I mean, man, he was a very, very avid fisherman, very, very good fisherman. And from there, just kind of working up the ranks, spent a lot of time on the Excel. The Excel was the first boat that I ever ran. And I was so nervous when we left the dock that I told our passengers we're going to go to the fuel dock to load up on our bait. So, I mean, really just what a great experience, and having a...
And then working for Bill Poole, my God.
Oh, man. What a great guy to talk to. That hours of conversation, and he would never repeat himself.
Yeah. Did you ever think you would own one of his boats?
Honestly, if you would have told me when I was 14 years old that I would have been buying, which at the time was the Holiday, and I would have had good successful years like this, I wouldn't have believed you.
Well,
I mean, really, it is what I wanted to do, and thankfully, it's all worked out very well. But
and you gotta love timing.
Well,
timing. That's cool.
Yeah, it's
two
great.
Really good years, and I think the best one's still coming.
You're right. Hey, great. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Thank you.
How about next up, we talk to John calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Mike. On the Cortez trips, when the bluefin thing isn't happening, you switch gears to bottom fish. Do you recommend bringing like a dedicated set up for that, or how deep are you fishing, etc., that kind of thing.
The nice thing with the rockfish fishing out there, it's shallow. It is in the Calcod Conservation Zone, so we're limited to fishing 20 fathoms, but it's very, very good fishing out there. If you look on our Facebook page and go back a couple weeks, very good rockfish fishing, a couple really nice halibut to go with it, and some really good yellowtail fishing. Last week, Jake was out there. He started his morning, had some yellowtail, had really good rockfish fishing, and then he went to go look for the bluefin that was missing and saw a couple of spots out there by the butterfly, which probably is what turned into what this local fishing is. But anywhere from 15 to 50 pound, 15 to 40 pound, you definitely want to have some yo-yo rods, which for the most part make a great bottom fishing rod, whether you're fishing a jig, a 4 or 6 ounce torpedo weight. But that your 40-pound setup, something that you can turn fast enough to fish a yo-yo jig with or fish the bottom.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Tom in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, guys. Hey, while I wish Matt the best, I certainly would volunteer to be a food tester on your boat, Captain.
our food is very, very good.
Yes, it is.
Having not been on the boat here in the last couple of months, I really miss it. But we do try to keep it exciting and make the best of it.
Right. And I have a question about if you're in a school. First of all, I do want to say Day at the Docks is great. That's actually where I went to my first seminar. Steve Carlson put it on. It was magnificent. I don't know, 10 years ago, whatever.
Steve Carlson is awesome.
Yeah,
he is good. If you're out there and you come across a nice school of bluefin and you're thinking you want to go after maybe the bigger ones in the school, what would you suggest doing or trying to do?
If you figure that out, let me know. You can, and one thing I got to say that we do, and we're actually very, very good at, is fishing the kite on our shorter range trips. You talk to some people on boats, and they say the last thing they want to do is try to deal with the kite. But in some of those bites, if we can get a mackerel out on a kite, you know, it's one way to pick a bigger fish out of it. But in general, you know, big bait, big fish does work in a lot of cases. But just getting bit, if you're in a spot of bluefin, just being able to pull on them and put them on the boat and just kind of pick through them that way, there's really no easy way to say it unless there's a bigger bait laying around. I think that'd be about it.
Yeah, I don't think you can target a big one, but you can certainly fish gear that's appropriate enough that if you get lucky enough to hook a big one, you can get it on the boat. You know, fish the heaviest tackle you possibly can while still getting a bite.
A lot of our bigger bluefin last year did come on the yo-yo jig. We had
that's a good call.
You'd be looking way back, but pictures on our Facebook page of a lady that was fishing with us, little 90-pound, you know, fishing a yo-yo jig, a little teeny girl, and she ended up getting about 150-pound bluefin out of it. It was awesome.
Nice.
So cool.
Tom, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talked to David, calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Happy Easter. My question is for Captain Mike. First off, I've been on the boat a bunch of times and got a really nice 65-pound bluefin on my spinning reel last year, which is kind of cool. But I was looking at your schedule, and I saw that five-day, and was wondering what your plans are for that trip.
You know what? Last year, we did that trip was a four-and-a-half-day. A little unorthodox. We had some weather down below, but we ended up having very, very good fishing at Colonnette. And, you know, that was in November. I think we were probably the first ones to find that stuff. Nobody had fished down there. We were on our way down to San Martin, and we were just making poor speed due to a current. And I looked at the water picture, and 73-degree water on Colonnette, and it was clean. We went in there, and we had really just phenomenal fishing on that big grade yellowtail, anywhere from 18 to 30-pound fish. Gee. We ended up going from there to the Tanner, which is 170-mile move.
That's a big move.
The first afternoon we were there, we had over 200, around 200 yellowfin. I mean, it was very, very good fishing. Followed it up. But those trips, you'll probably see bonitas or cedros. It depends on where the fish are and what's going on. If we ever do get Guadalupe open back up, you'll see a lot more 5 days. But those trips, it's limited to 18 people, so it's a really light load on a big one.
Wow, yeah, no
and
kidding.
So far, the last couple of years we've done them, they've been such good trips, we got to keep it going.
And cool. Book early, right?
Book early, yes.
Yeah.
Especially on a lot of those sponsored trips.
There you go.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Jillian in Pacific Beach, up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jillian.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question regarding bird schools. I know that when the captain's looking, when the crew's looking, they look at the birds, and they'll say bird schools and everything. And so we know there are fish around, but what is the activity that the birds do that really alerts the crew to the fact that there are fish below as opposed to just fish, just birds flying around?
If the birds are working, and it depends. I mean, if you see tern birds, the little white birds, I mean, they're almost golden. As far as looking for spots of fish, if you see them picking bait, for one, you know, if bait's swimming on the surface and they see a bird above them, they're going to try to swim down. If there's fish pushing them back up, that's kind of where you get that. I mean, the last thing the bait wants to do is get eaten top or bottom. But if there's bait being pushed up to the surface and there's birds picking on them, it's because there's fish underneath them. And that's whether it's seagulls, shearwaters, terns. I mean, just if you're out in an area and you see birds picking the water like that, that's a sign to at least go take a look.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky anglers going fishing aboard the Tribute. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This spring and summer, Angler Management continues to offer the finest 4- and 6-pack operation and great value. Angler Management Sport Fishing and Captain Bob Aronson have developed the ultimate charter operation aboard two fine boats. A 35-foot combo yacht sport fisher for up to 6 anglers or a 26-foot scout for up to 4 anglers. Now you can catch everything from yellowtail to tuna aboard these magnificent boats. Come join the Let's Talk Hookup sponsor trips or check out amsportfishing.com and book your own charter.
Meet the innovation award-winning Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes at 300, 250, and 225 horsepower. These Predators are up to 73 pounds lighter than the competition. And with class-leading 4.2-liter displacement, they're up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM than comparable 4-Strokes. And now they're available with Hellmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Meet the next generation of Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes today at your local Yamaha dealer. Hellmaster available with V6 is purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
Since the fly fishing craze has come on, I'd say good 30% of our business now is fly fishing. Jeff DeBrown does a great job. He's our fly fishing guide. And the fishermen in particular, fly fishermen, love to run up and down the beach on the quads, and they catch a lot of roosterfish. In fact, they're not known for taking artificial lures. They're a sucker for flies, and they'll catch everything else, too. They catch yellowfin, they catch marlin, sailfish, dorado, and they like the program down there. It's very relaxing, and People that feel like the ranch is their home, it's certainly the getaway, or their secret spot, I guess would be a better description. And then number one comment that we always get is, don't change a thing. Our emphasis, just like it always has been, is we don't change. We'll make our program better, but we don't change it. RanchoLeonero.com.
Fishin' Mission is the best way to get involved in the growing sport of kayak fishing. And Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will host this great event every Sunday in April and May. Now you can take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome too. A 5-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of the latest model Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. It's Fishin' Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Easy to sign up online at fastlanesailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Sign up soon. They will sell out.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The big winner of the trip going fishing aboard the Tribute is going to Mike in San Diego. Mike, congratulations. You heard everybody talking about it. It's such an awesome boat. You're going to love fishing.
Can't Mike will be in touch with you and dial in on a trip. So
yeah.
Thanks, Mike, for that. Captain Mike Pritchard. Now, Tuna Wars. Let's talk about Tuna Wars real quick.
We do. We did this trip last year. It's all for Friends of Rollo. So what a great charity. Take kids fishing. Get them introduced. And especially with the last couple of years, what a great time to get kids interested in fishing. I know a couple of friends, John and Melissa, are listening right now, and they text me and said their daughter Tatum, which you look at little kids like that that are so, I mean, we need them.
Need... And this is the perfect year to do that. And Captain Paul Hebert.
Paul Hebert.
Wicked Tuna. The Wicked Pissa was going to be on your boat, right?
And he will,
and
he
then
will be
versus,
on the Tribute.
Versus the Eclipse, right?
Dave Marciano will be on the Eclipse. There is still plenty of tickets left that I know of.
Yeah, and all the money goes to taking kids fishing.
To Friends of Rollo. And
so how do you get
kids
on that trip?
That's a darn good
Rollo
question.
RolloKids.com.
As far as going online.
Yep, just go to RolloKids.com.
And I think there's still enough room to where you can pick the boat. But we
What's
did that trip
date?
Last year, June 16th through the 18th. It's a two-day trip. We donated the two-day trip, and so
nice.
Did Mark from the Eclipse.
You're very
you guys,
generous.
Mike, that's
yeah,
great.
That's really cool. Now, if somebody wants to go aboard the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing, wants to go on a day trip, a five-day trip, a day-and-a-half trip, how do we get a hold of you?
TributeSportFishing.com, or you can go to C4thLanding.com, or you can definitely give C4th a call at 619-224-3383. Most of our weekends are gone. There, I think we still have a couple, and we do charters.
There you go.
We more specialize in bigger groups. If you're looking at a group for 28, 30 people, something like that, you can email me, mike@tributesportfishing.com.
And you'll get them on the
And
trips.
What a great year to, I mean.
Oh, this is a trip. This is the time
He's
to book your trips. Thanks, Mike.
Man.
We're
great
sure
job,
appreciate
Mike.
You coming in the show. And thank
Happy
you for
Easter.
Listening. Happy Easter to everybody. Hope you have a great and safe day today. And next Saturday, Craig Heber from NOAA will be in the studio with us. Next Sunday, another great show. Captain Brandon Hayward from the Bite Journal and One Man Charters will be right here. Thanks for listening today. Happy Easter. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.